With your Radio On The Go sports update, I'm Jeff Ramin. Taking a look at yesterday's scorecard in local girls high school basketball, Hampton Dumont Cal defeated visiting St. Ansgar by the final of 56-38. Elsewhere, Belmont Clemmy got a win over Central Springs in Manly by the final of 40-33. Those same matchups on the boys' side yesterday, HD Cal defeated the Saints of St. Ansgar 66-34, and it was Central Springs winning at home over Belmont Clemmy 63-33. High school wrestling yesterday from Independence. The Cliff Keen Invite, Clarion Goldfield Dows in attendance. Cowboys finished ninth overall. Lisbon was the top team, followed by Independence, and then third place was Osage. In the Gilbert duels yesterday, Iowa Falls Alden and South Hardin BCLUW were in participation. IFA fell to Southeast Polk JV 54-30. South Hardin BCLUW defeated Iowa Falls Alden 48-36. IFA also fell to Southeast Valley and Gilbert, falling to the Jaguars 54-24 and to Gilbert 40-36. South Hardin BCLUW fell to Southeast Valley and Gilbert as well, falling to Gilbert 48-33 and Southeast Valley 66-15. Last but not least, South Hardin BCLUW fell to Southeast Polk JV 68-10. The West Delaware tournament yesterday featuring local teams in North Butler and Dyke New Hartford. West Delaware was the top team, followed by Central DeWitt. Dyke New Hartford third with 160 total points. North Butler Clarksville's wrestling program finished eighth with 120 points. AGWSR was also in action on the wrestling mat at the Jessup tournament yesterday and picked up a win over Jessup 48-36, also won over Postville 59-18, North Tama 51-26, but the Cougars did fall to Waterloo West 42-37 and fell to Regina in a very close contest 39-36. Additionally, at the Wapsie Valley tournament yesterday, West Fork and Rockford were both there. They finished 11th and 12th, respectively. Nashua Plainfield took home the top spot, followed by Central Springs, Wapsie Valley, and South Winneshiek. Last but not least, the Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldog Wrestling Program was part of that Dan Gable Donnybrook at Coralville yesterday. Here's Eric Barkema with a full report from yesterday's action.
This is Eric Barkema reporting from Coralville, Iowa, where Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldogs took part in the inaugural Dan Gable Donnybrook Open. The 33-team field consisted of wrestling teams from Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Minnesota, and Nebraska. There were 176 state-ranked kids in the field, and 13 of the teams that participated were ranked in the top 100 nationally. Bulldogs had two wrestlers make the final eight. That was at 106 pounds, Jason Stevens placed seventh, and at 160 pounds, Carl Barkema placed seventh. And going through at 106, Jason Stevens was 3-2 on the weekend. He had one fall and was seventh place. At 113 pounds, Jack Showalter was 3-2 on the weekend. He had two falls and took home 10th place. At 120 pounds, Charlie Showalter was 2-2 on the day. He came back in the consolation bracket and took first place in the consolation side. At 126 pounds, Tony Valenzuela was 1-4 on the day. He came back on the consolation side and took fourth place on the consolation side. At 132 pounds, Colin Bird was 1-4 on the day. He was fourth place in the consolation side. At 138 pounds, Taylor Mayer was 1-4 on the weekend. He took home 16th place. At 145 pounds, Gage Plaguey was 1-4 on the weekend. He took home 6th place in the consolation side. At 152 pounds, Carter Jansen was 1-3 on the weekend. He took home 2nd place on the consolation side. Again, at 160 pounds, Carl Barkema was 3-2 on the weekend. He took home 7th place with 2 falls. At 170 pounds, Tate Schmidt was 2-3 on the weekend. He took home 12th place with 1 fall. At 182 pounds, Braden Hansen was 2-2 on the weekend. He took home 11th place with 1 fall. At 195 pounds, Isaac Hillscope was 2-2 on the weekend. He took home 13th place with 1 fall. At 220 pounds, Cole Frericks was 1-3 on the weekend. He took home 14th place with 1 fall. And at 285 pounds, Carter Hillscope was 1-3 on the weekend. He took home 14th place with 1 fall. As a team, the Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldogs placed 21st out of the 33-team field. This is Eric Barkema from Coralville, Iowa with Radio On The Go Sports.
Spectacular event yesterday at that Dan Gable Donnybrook hosted in Coralville. Special thanks to Eric Barkema for calling in that great report. College football finals yesterday, the Big Ten title game. Michigan defeated Iowa by the final of 42-3. In the NAIA semifinals, Northwestern College of Iowa fell at Morningside 28-19. And in the D3 playoffs, Central, the Dutch, fell on the road at Wisconsin Whitewater 51-21. Last but not least, men's and women's college basketball. On the men's side, the Big 12 Big East Challenge featuring a matchup between Iowa State and Creighton. Cyclones bettered the Jays yesterday by the final of 64-58. And in women's college hoops, it was Northern Iowa with a 59-50 home victory over South Dakota State. The North Butler girls basketball team is off to an 0-3 start to the season after a 48-41 loss to Mason City Newman Friday night in Green. The Bearcats opened the season with a non-conference loss to South Winneshiek 53-38 and lost their conference opener to Northwood Kensett earlier this past week 38-11. North Butler Bearcat first-year head coach Ryan Iser says there was improvement in Friday's home loss to Newman.
By far the best game of the year for us, obviously. And I go back to that game, and I can't pick out a lot of areas where we faulted too much. We played our best game. We played our butts off. You know, they worked so hard during that. Defensively, we were doing what we needed to do. You know, at one point in that game, we led 20-3, and then it was 22-16 at the half. And from there, it was just a dogfight between the two teams. I mean, back and forth, one bucket here, one bucket there, a stop here, a stop there. They got a very huge momentum swing off of offensive rebound into a three-point shot that swung the lead in their favor. And from there, it was the momentum was on their side. We had a couple turnovers consecutively that they capitalized on, and then we had to play the foul game, and they were hitting their free throw.
Turnovers have hurt the Bearcat girls thus far, averaging nearly 33 per game while shooting under 28% from the field through three games. Iser says with more practice time, he hopes the turnover numbers will come down.
In practice, we went really hard this past week in a lot of valuing the ball kind of drills where we had to force situations where we were in under pressure and had to learn to pass through that or pass around that and control the ball even when there's pressure in our face. I mean, those drills, we did various drills throughout the week, and I know our girls thought it was punishment, but the repetition was what we were going for, and I think it showed with our most recent game. If we just keep hammering at those drills, get that under control, figure that out, I mean, we can do a lot of great things if we just keep the ball in our hands.
The Bearcats will search for their first victory on Tuesday as they visit Central Springs. Tip-off for that game is scheduled for 6:15 p.m. It's been cooling off recently, which means there's only a number of weeks left for good fall fishing at our area lakes and rivers. Here's the latest fishing report for the week, courtesy of the Iowa DNR. At Blue Pit in Mason City, rainbow trout fishing has been good. Trout are biting on a variety of baits. You do need a valid fishing license and to pay the trout fee to process or fish for trout. The daily bag limit is 5. At Clear Lake, the water temperature is in the low 40s. The lake is 5 inches low, and all courtesy docks have been removed for the season. Walleye fishing is slow at this time. Anglers are having success fishing jigs and a minnow after sunset from the jetties and along the North Shore. Finally, at Rice Lake, the refuge area west of the north boat ramp is closed to all boating activity. Walleye and yellow perch fishing is slow. Use a jig and minnow after sunset for best bites. For more information on the lakes and rivers in north central Iowa, contact the Clear Lake Fish and Wildlife Office at 641-357-3517. Second-ranked Michigan only allowed a first-quarter field goal in a 42-3 win over 14th-ranked Iowa in the 2021 Big Ten Championship game Saturday night at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. The Wolverines took a 14-3 lead in the first quarter and led 21-3 through three quarters before scoring another 21 points over the final 15 minutes to claim their first league title. Michigan had a 461-279 total advantage in yards of offense in the game, piling up 250 yards through the air and 211 yards on the ground. The Wolverines scored 4 rushing touchdowns and had 2 scores through the air. Junior Spencer Petras finished 9 of 22 for 137 yards before being relieved by sophomore Alex Padilla because of injury yesterday. Padilla went 10 for 15 for 38 yards in the second half. Junior Sam Laporta and Tyler Goodson each had 6 catches for 62 and 28 yards respectively to lead the team. Redshirt freshman Gavin Williams had a team-high 56 yards on 12 carries, while Goodson had 50 yards on 18 carries. Defensively, Jack Kerner finished with 8 tackles and junior Seth Benson had 6 stops, including a sack. As for junior Jack Campbell, he had 5 tackles and an interception as well, while redshirt freshman Jermari Harris had a pick for a second straight game. College football playoff selection show begins today at 11 a.m. on ESPN. The semifinal participants are announced at 11:15. The New Year's 6 pairings for Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Fiesta, and Peach Bowls are announced at 1:30 p.m. And the complete Big Ten Bowl lineup will be announced by the conference at 5:30 p.m. Looking at your Sunday scorecard now in women's college basketball, Longwood visits Iowa State today. The Iowa Hawkeye women are home to Michigan State. Men's college basketball, Richmond is on the road at UNI, and St. Thomas visits Drake. Last but not least, college wrestling today, the Iowa State Cyclones host the Iowa Hawkeyes. With your Radio on the Go sports update, I'm Jeff Ramine.